morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber's been around since 1924 in this community promoting local business. It never goes out of style, I can say that. And if there's ever been a time when you need to promote local business, it's now. COVID did a number on folks, and if there's anything we can do as a business community to keep customers coming back, to keep employees happy, we got to do it. So please do shop local. Go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. We have an online directory with about 650 businesses listed, including the two businesses that I brought on the show. Normally, it's difficult to have one business on, but I'm bringing on two this time. So I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Joe Dominic, Gage Digital Media, and you were the mayor of Westminster for a little while there. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Mr. Mike. How are you?
Good, man. Nice to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
And I've got Mr. Nick Keller and Ryan Wilkerson of Atlas Real Estate. Do I have that right?
Atlas Premier Realty.
Atlas Premier Realty. Well, these guys are amazing. They're on Main Street in Westminster. And good morning, Nick and Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mike.
All right, gents, so here we go. The topic is, I was inspired. I went to a grand opening that Joe had at his new location in Westminster. And Joe, you've been in business now for how long?
Since 2013.
Okay. And you've moved into a really cool spot on Main Street in Westminster. So you had a little grand opening, you had a little ribbon cutting, we brought the big shears, you had lots of good food. And I could not help but notice how the employees just seemed like they were pretty happy there. And you were doing a lot of fun things. I mean, you had a bar set up inside. I thought maybe it was something that is all the time. So that's why I wanted to come and work for you. But I was told special occasions only. But I know in your last office, you had a ping pong table set up. And a lot of this seems like it's to keep the employees happy. I mean, is that the intent?
Yeah, I think people perform better and they enjoy their day if they're in a relaxed environment. There's no need to add extra stress. We want work to be a place where people not necessarily want to be over being with their families or friends, but most people have to have a job. And if you're going to have one, we want you to want to be at that one as much as anywhere else.
Yeah. And, whether people want to have a job or not, most everybody does. And I mean, obviously, whether we like it or not, we spend more time with the people that we work with usually than we do with our own family at home. And I've seen large firms really miss the boat here, because I remember reading that the average person quits not because they aren't getting paid enough, not because they didn't get the next leg up. But the average person usually quits because the relationship that they have with their boss and the respect that they don't feel, it just isn't there. And that's why I honestly believe the company morale is hugely important. And it looked like you had a handle on it, Joe. So I wanted to bring you on and we can talk a little bit about some specifics in a bit of things that you can do. And I want to just tell people, if you run your own business or if you work for a larger firm, you need to actually listen up to this show and learn some ways to put the employee first, because when you do that, they take care of your customers. So let's go to Nick for a minute. Nick, you're right down the street, right, from Joe?
Yeah, we are right on Locust Lane. Actually, if you've driven by and seen the mural of Westminster on the brick wall there, where the Christmas tree goes, that's our building.
And I've seen you guys. I was there when you guys had your grand opening.
Yeah.
And what's your take on the type of morale that you want to set in your place, and why is that important to you?
Well, I think that you said it off air before we came on, is that it starts inside out. For us, how we treat each other is how we're going to end up treating our clients and how we're going to interact and engage and connect in our communities. And so if we have a happy workforce, they're going to take care of our clients and take care of our communities. I think there's an 80s milk ad from California that's happy cows make happy milk. So we want everybody to be happy here, so go out and be and do things the right way. You know, most football teams start building their teams inside out. You know, they have strong inside in or offensive and defensive lines, and then they start adding skill position players. So we feel the same way. We feel like we should start with a good culture. People are excited to come to work every day. They're excited to see each other. And in turn, they'll be excited to do their work.
Well, you know, I was thinking to myself that just like a sports team, there are all kinds of owners. There are all kinds of actual coaches. And you guys are really the owners and the actual coaches of your teams. And not everybody in the sporting world really believes in trying to set a culture where people get along well in the locker room, in the clubhouse, after work, after the game's over. What was it, and I'll ask you, Joe, first, what was it that kind of inspired you to want to work to set a atmosphere where company morale can be strong?
For me, it was working places where it wasn't even, you know, a thought. So, you know, I think working places for years at a time and never feeling like you were, you know, it's a thankless job. No matter how well you did, if you outperformed, it was considered, you know, you did a day's work. It was simply trading your time for a paycheck. I think most people feel that way. And, you know, if you feel unsupported in your role, and then, you know, you get the chance to be the manager, to be the owner, you know, I would hope that you would do your best to fulfill, you know, your employees what you never had. And I knew I would perform better if I had felt, you know, and not every role I ever had working for someone else, but you know, if you don't feel like you're part of a team or part of a larger vision, you're only going to do what you need to do, you know, to get your paycheck and leave. So for me, it was past experiences and not feeling that. I wanted to create an environment that I think would have helped me perform better as an employee.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Nick, before I go to you, I want to just tell people, if you've now just tuned in, I'm talking to two business owners from Main Street in Westminster about company culture and what they're doing at Gage Digital Media with Joe Dominic and Atlas with Nick. So Nick, let's go to you and let's find out from your standpoint, what was it again that got you to want to set an atmosphere of camaraderie, an atmosphere of a higher actual morale with your employees?
I think, you know, it started with the fact that as adults, we spend, I think the statistic is around a third of our life at work. So being happy and satisfied and fulfilled, where you have to show up every day to make money is important. Nobody wants to be miserable, because that carries on into the other aspects of your life. I don't want that. So I don't want anybody else to feel that as well. So it was important to set that tone and set the stage for to have a strong culture here. You know, and it really starts with our DNA. You know, we call it our DNA, our vision, you know, where we're going. People need to see that there's opportunity for them with where we want this company to go. Our mission, so what our purpose is, and that we are making an impact outside of just the day-to-day work. And then also, you know, what are our culture, or what are our core values? You know, what are the, you know, 10 commandments that we're using to take care of one another and take care of our clients, take care of our community, which also makes hiring a lot easier too, because we hire with that as our filter. And if they're not in alignment, if you don't feel like they're going to be in alignment with one of them, no matter how talented they might be, it's a hard pass. So it really starts with that DNA.
Yeah, Nick, that's interesting, because that's kind of like, you know, what we've all heard, you know, I think quite a bit, trying to find the right people for the bus, getting the right folks on the bus. Because I was thinking, I was going to ask you, why do you think it is that so many companies, and I have to believe the vast number, absolutely are blind to this fact being a foundational stone to build things off of? I mean, what do you guys, just anybody, what do you think, why do you think that they basically miss the mark and don't see how important it is to try to have a culture that is one that people want to be around?
Well, I think that at some point in the 70s going into the 80s, you know, corporate culture changed and it got focused on profits. And when you're answering to shareholders and, you know, need a healthy profit line, you're willing to create it. Kind of an unhealthy and unsafe working environment in order to achieve that. So by that, you know, if you're not performing, you get cut. Yeah. If you make a mistake, you're out of here. Simon Sinek is one of the, I'd say, best authors, if any of your listeners or readers, to read up on this and creating a safe culture and a safe atmosphere for people to be themselves and to feel free to make mistakes and not, you know, lose their jobs or lose their livelihoods. But I think somewhere along that line, I think major corporations and companies got more set on profit versus culture, and you know, created unhealthy work environments.
I think I agree with Nick, but I'd like to add something. Everything that he said is basically how I would have answered that. But Nick kept saying profits. I think that it's short-term profits, because long-term profits can be better if you invest in people. The problem is with large companies, especially, you know, publicly traded companies, it's about that quarter, you know, or that year. And you know, investing in people, you know, sometimes that takes time to get, you know, to get the reward for that in terms of finances. But yeah, you know, I think once the financial experts and you know, get a hold of the ship and they're driving the company, you know, if you look at the bottom line, it's easy to cut things that you know, typically you would consider an investment in the people there.
Interesting. You know, yeah. It's, you know, I had worked for a builder, Pulte Homes, for about 24 years, and I worked in Illinois, and then I came out here to Maryland, and we had a boss, I'm not going to name a name, but we had a boss who was just, you never knew what you were going to get. I mean, the guy was brutal. I mean, he would just decimate you in the hallway. He was brutal. And he was just, I don't really understand why. I think he was just really focused on what are the results. And so our company morale was like super low. We did this test that everybody took, and it came out to be the actual lowest of any of our divisions nationwide. And we had about 40 of them. He got whacked. They brought in a new guy who everyone loved. There was nothing that we changed. We didn't change processes. We didn't change systems. We changed the top guy who was preaching just stress and fire and brimstone, and brought in a guy who got you to work together and made you feel like you were important. He had time for you. He talked to you. And 1 year later, they came by and did the same test with us, and we came out to be one of the top two divisions in the nation. And the profits were strong. So I want to say this, you guys are setting the stage at your shops to keep your people happy. And the happier they're, the happier they make your customers. And with that, I'm going to ask you guys, can you guys come back next week? Because we're almost out of time. I got to wrap things up, but I'd love to have you come back next week and talk about some specific examples of what are some of the things that you guys do.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, guys, sorry about that, but we had a lot to go over. If you now just tuned in and missed this show, don't worry, it'll be up on our website tomorrow. I've been talking to Mr. Joe Dominic of Gage Digital Media and Nick Keller and Ryan Wilkerson of Atlas Premier Realty. And we've been talking about company culture. So you can find this and our other shows and all of our events and our amazing trips we're taking next year, Ireland in the spring, Greece in the fall, by going to carrollcountychamber.org. You can also call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocería to get one of his hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today. Do something special with family or friends, and God bless.